guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine. Oh, hello, hello. Have we got a Justine there?
Rachel, how are you?
Good, good. It's nice to have you
on. Hi, are we okay?
Yeah, we're good, we're good. We're on
nice
air.
Nice to be back.
Hey,
okay, cool.
I hope you have had a nice week. We have had some messages coming through from listeners about various kind of union-y, COVID-y questions. And this first one I'm actually really interested in because I've seen it a little bit online as well, and it was good to get someone text in about it. This person said, I've been struggling with my mental health over this COVID period, and can I reasonably ask my workplace to help me for a counsellor? Is that something that people can be asking their bosses or their managers about?
Well, that's a really good question. A lot of workplaces actually provide employment assistance, what's it called? It's called EAP. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people have heard, have heard about it, employee assistance programs, and basically that can pay for counseling sessions. I know it's quite limited in how many they will pay for, but I've had like coworkers get, you know, once a month. It's not amazing, but some workplaces do have a relationship with EAP, so I would definitely ask about that. Ask about EAP. That's the thing to ask about, because that's how they go through it and connect with counseling services. And I believe you do get to choose who you go to.
Cool.
So it's not like they just like hook you up with some random person.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a good place to be starting there. And can any workplace kind of have a relationship with EAP, or is it just
for specific
businesses? Right.
They should. I mean, I know it's particularly in like high stress workplaces. So for instance, hospitals, mm-hmm. like nurses, you know, and healthcare workers have access to EAP. But I do know not all workplaces do have it. So it's just something to look into. And it's something I would raise, you know, like we should have, you know, have EAP. If you don't, like, why don't we have a relationship with EAP? Because especially when people are going through hard times, like just say they're going through a disciplinary process, they're, you know, in an investigation or something like that, and it's workplace related stress, mm-hmm. they need to be supported, and I think that is the responsibility of the employer. So yeah.
Cool. And COVID, I guess, kind of is a weird one because it's a thing that's happening to everybody, but it will come out in people's work too. So yeah, definitely something to be
talking
to your work about.
And you can expect that question to be kept under wraps, to be dealt with confidentially by your bosses, eh? That's not something they should be talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the thing about EAP is because it's really general and would benefit everybody, you don't even have to make it a personal thing.
Right.
Yeah, and you can request it. When a company does have a relationship with EAP, you can actually call EAP, and that's totally independent of talking
right.
to your boss. So you shouldn't have to go through your boss, actually.
Awesome.
So if you do need access to that, yeah.
That is very good to know. Thank you, Justine. We've also had
a
question. Our workplace is restructuring, and I'm worried that because I'm a relatively recent employee, I might be one of the first jobs to go. Is that something that can be taken into consideration when the company looks at redundancies?
The answer to that is yes, unfortunately. So how long you've been in a workplace should factor in. It does again depend on the kind of collective agreement or just, you know, employment agreements that you have. So for instance, in my work, the collective agreements we have, they do look at how long you've been there, and that is a factor. So people who haven't been there very long will be sort of the first to, if you're looking at redundancies, which really sucks, but that's to protect the employees who, it's kind of like you've been loyal, so here is here is like that reward kind of. It's not great, but I believe it is a factor, or it can be a factor. But I can't say that in your case. I mean, I would want to, again, you know, I think a lot of these questions come down to like transparency, mm-hmm. and wanting like a degree of transparency in your dealings with your employer, which is a totally like fair thing to want.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, it very well could be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, and mm-hmm. I would want to know that, you know?
Yeah. So that's something you can very reasonably ask.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And then this is a message we've had come through. Is there a way to check if my workplace is getting the new wage subsidy package?
Okay, yay. I can give a very simple answer to this, yes.
Cool.
MSD gov.nz. You can look, there is a wage subsidy and extension search. You can look up companies. You can see what they've been receiving from the wage subsidy. And that is just really a great tool because that's how we've kind of caught employers out when they have been receiving the wage subsidy and, you know, haven't been passing it on correctly. So very grateful that we have that tool and absolutely make use of it. Yeah.
Again, that is one of those things that kind of comes back to transparency as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So what website was that again?
It's just on MSD, actually. So that's the Ministry of Social Development. Awesome. And if you look up MSD and just the wage subsidy employer search, if you Google that, it should come right up. I've got it up here on my computer right now. And you can just search there and,
easy peasy.
You know.
That sounds great. Well, hopefully that will be helpful for that texter. So thank you very much, Justine, for answering those questions. To anybody who's listening at home and thinking, oh, I've got a slightly burning employment question, send them through 5395 and we will put them to Justine next week as well. So thanks, Justine. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, guys. You have a good week.
See you then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.